Now, mind you that these children had a friend who was not learning together with them, and they was not sure where he was learning. But occasionally they would be playing with him, and they didn't know much about him at first. His name was Zorach. Zorach was a very interesting person. They would find out later on that Zorach's father was Nifter, and his mother got a little job here and there, do a little house cleaning here, a little cooking for somebody there, make a few, you know, kopecks or rubles here and there, but nothing to write home about. She couldn't afford to send him to a cheder to learn. So he wasn't much on that. He barely knew how to read, but, you know, he tried his best, but he never said that he was very poor. But it was pretty obvious. Why? Because if you looked at him, his clothing were, you know, patchy, he's got holes in it, and things like that. Well, anyways, the day came, and they were so proud. They learned the Mishnayos Baal Peh, and the Zaydis were testing them, and they were doing such a wonderful, wonderful job. And there was Yudi. He was standing in front of his Zayde, and he was saying the ganze Masechta Baal Peh, Mamish. And finally, he was at the last words.
Rabbi Nassan Omer, Terasecha Mishum Eis La'Sois La'Shem. Rabbi Nassan says, because they have made void your law, therefore it is time for the eternal to act. Which means,
very good. They were doing so wonderful that Zaydis praised them.
Oh, that was Kuhalnik. You did a marvelous job. I'm so impressed with you. Now look what I got for you. Look at this.
What? Oh, boy. There's snow outside. And you brought me a new beautiful pair of boots. Wow. Oh, boy. I'm so excited, Zaydis. Wow, what a lining, and it's so warm. Can I leave my other boots over here?
Yeah, sure, you can leave your other boots over here, no problem.
Okay, here I go. Okay, let me take off the other one. Okay, now let me put on the new ones, oh boy. Wow, they feel so comfortable. Hi, Mommy must have told you my size. I'm so excited. I can't wait to show it to my friends.
And so he went out the door. And after he went out the door, so let's, as he's walking to meet his friend, let's see what his friend is doing.
Oh, boy, this is sound exciting. Rabbi Irv, she knows Sadie could tell a good story, too.
Yeah, yeah, Baruch Hashem. So, go ahead, listen to him. I'll just sit on the sidelines. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me at all. Don't worry.
Okay. Anyways, perhaps if you want, you can listen to the story also.
Sure. You think I would miss your story? I wouldn't miss your story for the life of me. Okay. Go ahead, Zadie.
Yes. So, anyways, what happened was this. His friend, Yukasil, he went to his Zadie, and he was tested. And his Zaydi said,
Mr. Wilder, you knew that so beautiful and you explained the shot him so wonderful. I'm so proud of you.
Zaydi, you give me too much of a huggy kiss, so you're squashing me.
Oh, sorry, sorry. I give you a prize. I got you a prize. I mean, I'm going to give you a prize.
Zaydi, take it easy. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. I couldn't give you my prize. Yeah, here it is.
Wow. It's a sweater. It's my size. You must have spoken to my mommy. It's my size. Oh, can I try it on?
Go right ahead. It's yours. You earned it.
Okay. Oh, it's so warm. It's a warm sweater. Oh, I'm so excited.
And so the both of them were so excited. One was leaving his AD, the other was leaving his AD, and the reason why they both tested the same day, because I told you they were chavrusas, so when one knew it Baal Peh, the other one knew it Baal Peh, so we're ready to test on the same day, and they both got their present on the same day, and then they're walking in the snow, and they meet each other. It's gewaldig! They were so happy, they were jumping for joy.
Look at my Zaydi copy, this beautiful pair of boots. Look at it. Isn't it great? Yes, it's fantastic. Wow, and look at this. I'll open up my coat a little bit. Look at it. See, that's beautiful warm sweater, right? It's winter out here. You know, in Moscow, this area, sometimes the degrees never jump above zero, you know? Sometimes it's many times below zero. It's always cold here. The snow never has a chance to melt so fast. Before snow could melt, it's new snow, and the wind's blowing, the drifts go so high. Boy, oh boy, you need those boots. And boy, it's so cold, I need this sweater.
And just then, as they were so happy with the new garments, they saw from a distance, there was Zorach, the poor boy. They noticed something.
Uh-oh. Here comes Zorach. So? What's wrong? Let's show him what we got. No, no, no. That would not be nice. Chaveray. What are you talking about?
You
don't understand. I mean, you know, he'll feel so bad. He'll feel so embarrassed. Huh? What do you mean? I mean, we did accomplish something, so we got it. You understand. Zorach can't even afford to go to Cheder, so he didn't have a chance to earn anything. And I don't even know if he has a Zayda still alive. His father's not living. He's so poor, his mother can't work all the time, because she has to take care of him too. And then his mother can only get little jobs here and there. He's very poor. Look at his clothing. Look at the coat he's wearing. It's got probably hardly any insulation for him because look at it. He got, look at the sleeve. It's got a hole. Look at the pants he's wearing. And look at, oh my goodness. He's not wearing shoes or boots. He's walking in the snow barefoot. I can even see from here he's shivering. Oh no, what can we do? I feel so bad for him. Yeah, me too. I feel so bad. You know, we should consider ourselves pretty lucky that we don't have his situation. But you know, we should try to feel how he feels. Don't you think so?
Yeah? So what do you want to do?
Well, you know what? I still have my old pair of boots for my Zaydi. I think he needs these boots more than me. I'm going to give it to him.
But you need these boots for yourself. I understand. Your boots, your old boots, are not as warm as these. These have new linings and everything.
I know, but he doesn't even have any boots.
So why don't you give him your old boots?
Because I want him to have what I would want. Okay? So I'm going to let him have my boots. I'm going to be mevater it. You know, I could use this boots, but I think he needs it more. Okay? So I'm going to let him have it. You know, it's very interesting. Sometimes when you do the mitzvah of Noisei Be'ol, in Chaveri, you can accomplish a lot of mitzvahs.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, we don't embarrass somebody. And second of all, we could be mevater on things that we might want. You know what I mean? And then we can really feel what he wants.